invoking the inner friend, welcoming your experiences, whatever they may be, just relaxing, allowing them to be as they are. Welcoming rather than pushing away. Gently turn your focus to your own presence as you let your body and mind continue to just relax, to be themselves in a safe environment. The inner friend really provides a safe, non-critical, welcoming environment. Where your body and your mind, and eventually others also, trust you, knowing that it's okay to be with you no matter what the condition they are in. That there's nothing in you that will reject them. In fact, the rejecting elements are also welcomed as an objectified experience. Mind gently focused on your own presence, your own being, the Atma, yourself. Let the mind notice what you are like, just you, conscious being that you are, the me, this very personal me, unencumbered by any objectified experiences. Just my simple self as I am. The very core of my being. My being. It's not really the core of my being. It is my being. Unidentified with any passing experiences. Just identify yourself with aham. Ahamkara is identifying the same me with the body or with the mind or the sense organs. But the aham, the atma, brahman, this conscious being, me, let these words land on myself. The self that is not objectified, is not passive. Think of a person in your life that you, whom you love, who you consider as a good friend, someone you trust. Just visualize that person. Gently focus on your own presence. Visualize the person. Focus on your own presence in the presence of that person. if this is someone that your heart is open to and you truly love, I can easily do this with Swamiji because of the level of love and trust. When I think of Swamiji, whoever you may be visualizing, I recognize his self as myself, which in fact is the truth. His self is myself. In fact, I remember when I would be in his presence, my own being comes much more to the forefront. But I remember identifying myself as his self. I think because when I would think of Swamiji, my mind would become more quiet. And so the experience of him, of his image, would be taking place in a mind that was more quiet than usual, and my own being would be more dominant in that quiet mind. And so then I would think of that experience as the experience of Swamiji, not the experience of me, with the image of Swamiji, which made my mind quiet. When I'm with someone that I love, or having an experience that is positive, my mind relaxes, and the self-experience in the mind becomes more dominant. Because of the relaxation in the mind, my presence becomes more dominant. That's how I can label that experience. There's a superimposition of the ananda reflected in the quiet mind and the image in the quiet mind. They're taken to be one and the same. And I love them because they make me feel loved. Just now, just gently focus on your own presence. Differentiating yourself from the mind and from that positive, beloved image. Notice your own being. The ananda of your own being. Me. The very quiet, gentle, unobtrusive ananda. Simple, gently loved nature. Quiet, self that you are. Let the mind now try a little exercise. Let your mind focus on the image of the person you love. It could even be a scene of you with that person, walking with that person, enjoying nature, enjoying the company of the person, or of an animal, or of Ishwara, or of nature itself. So visualize that. Imagine yourself in a situation that is beautiful. Now gently shift your focus back and forth to your own being. As though you just withdraw the focus of the buddhi gently, just to be with you. It is a split second. It's objectifying the imagination, being with yourself, a gentle focus on yourself. And go back to the imaginal scene and focus on yourself. This imaginal happy scene, focus on yourself. Imaginal happy scene. And your own self. not one or the other, recognizing the freedom of your own being and the happy seeing. If you can hold the image of the happy seeing in your mind and just be yourself. You are being yourself with a happy image in your mind. Be yourself. Happy image. You are the self of the happy image. Just be yourself. Focus on yourself. Be yourself. Notice the happy image in yourself. It's like saying, notice the pot in the clay. It's kind of a silly way to say it. It means the pot doesn't cover the clay. And the happy image enjoys me but does not cover me. Be yourself. Focus on your own presence. Now bring to mind a negative experience, a negative image. It can be a person that you hate, someone who's hurt you, an unhappy memory. Bring that image or scene to mind. So be something you're concerned or worried about, bring that worry to your mind. Focus on yourself. focus on the worry or the negative image. Maybe there's somebody who you hate that's ruining your life. Focus on that person. Focus on yourself. Allowing that image to be, focus on yourself. Allowing that image to be, that negative word to be, focus on yourself, on your being, on the me. In the presence of that image, be yourself. Feel the buddhi relaxing into yourself, resting in yourself. Focus on the negative image. Resting in yourself. Let the buddhi relax into your own being. The buddhi relaxes into your own being. Let it let go of the negative image. Let the negative image just simply be. Just be yourself. Focus on yourself. The breath breathe into you like a japa mantra and exhale. yourself, exhaling from yourself. Be yourself. Recognize yourself as Ishwara. Yourself.